Hello, this is Courtney from Wonder in English. The Wonder in English community provides free online English lessons for students with an intermediate to advanced level of English. For the full version of this lesson, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com, wonderinenglish.com. So today's lesson is about renting versus buying a home. And I'm going to mention a number of vocabulary words I would love for you guys to listen out for in this podcast. After the podcast is over, I'm going to explain what these words mean. There are a lot more words written out for this podcast on wonderinenglish.com, so don't forget to check out the full written lesson there. The first word is bucket list. Then mortgage, closing costs, escrow or escrow fees, realtor, comparable, pristine, to tack on something, like to tack on extra fees, and in the red. Again, don't forget to check out wonderinenglish.com for the full written version of this lesson with all of the vocabulary words. Today, I wanted to continue on with our topic of finance to discuss renting versus buying a home, specifically in the US. So most people think that buying a home is a great investment, and that's what most people have on their bucket list. However, we actually have to sit down and think about this for each person's style of life. Buying a home might not be actually the most economical thing to do. People think that buying a home is inherently cheaper because you're investing into something and you get something out of it at the end. Whereas renting, you're paying for a place and then you leave with nothing. You don't get the house, you don't get anything, but just time to spend there. But actually, renting is normally a better idea unless you plan to live in a house for a very long time. The true cost of home ownership is a lot more than just a mortgage. For example, when you're buying the house, there are a ton of fees that you might not have anticipated that are quite expensive. For example, when you're getting a mortgage when you first purchase a house, there is a fee that the lenders charge you for processing that new loan. You're also going to have closing costs, which include things like escrow fees, property taxes, and interest. Escrow is a third-party company that will handle the money and the transactions between the other two parties. So it's like a business that will handle the financial transactions between you and the person that owns the house. There's also realtor fees. So most people have to hire a realtor to find a good house, and you have to pay them a ton of money. Besides those one-time fees, you also have annual fees that most people don't consider when they're thinking about buying a new home. Of course, you have your mortgage, which is normally equal to the rent of somebody here in the United States, which is wonderful. But then you have to tack on all these other fees, so it's actually not comparable to rent at all. Not only do you have to pay the mortgage, but you have to pay the interest on that mortgage, you have to pay for homeowners insurance, and you have to pay for state property taxes, as well as utilities like electricity, gas, water. That's the same as rent though. You also have to have flood insurance, especially here in Florida. You have to have mortgage insurance sometimes. You have to have maintenance and repairs, and something that's called HOA fees, which are homeowners association fees. So if you live in a neighborhood that looks really pristine and is regulated by a certain group and a certain association, it looks pristine because they're paying for it to be taken care of around the neighborhood. And who is paying for that? Every house that's in the neighborhood is paying the homeowners association to keep it looking pristine, to keep everything running and in order. So essentially, there's so much more to consider that's on top of just the average mortgage rate. My mom was trying to tell me that it was actually cheaper for her to have this house because the mortgage she pays is basically the same as somebody who is renting. But when you tack on all these extra fees, that's just not the case. And I think in the long run, it does benefit you to buy a house, but that's only if you're staying there for more than 5 years, because all of those one-time fees that I mentioned at the beginning are quite costly. So it's not worth it to buy a house if you're only going to be there for 4 years, because actually the worth of the house could decrease in that short amount of time. Or even if it stayed the same, you still had to pay all those initial expensive costs at the beginning, which makes you come out in the red. So essentially, if you have a house for 10, 15, 20 years, then those fees at the beginning are less important and your house will increase in value so that when you sell it, you'll make up that amount of money. So if you want to buy a house in the United States, keep in mind that it's never as cheap as just a mortgage. And also keep in mind that you shouldn't buy a house unless you plan on living there for a long period of time. So I would really love to know how much a house costs in your country. How many people actually own their houses outright? How many people use mortgages to pay for their home? And does the real estate tend to go up in value in your area as well? I would really love to know that. So don't forget to leave a comment on the podcast lesson on wonderinenglish.com. You'll see that there is a lesson associated with renting or buying. Scroll down to the bottom and leave a comment and please let me know. I really am curious about how much a home costs in your country. Okay, guys, thanks so much for listening to that podcast. Now I would love to review the vocabulary words that I mentioned before the podcast began. The first was bucket list. So a bucket list is a number of experiences or achievements that you have the hope that you're going to accomplish one day during your lifetime. And oftentimes people will write these things down. And the reason why it's called a bucket list is because when we die, we say that we kicked the bucket. So if you imagine that there's water in this big bucket and you kick it over, the water spills and it's gone. So that's like our life. I guess the water is like our life. When we kick the bucket, you know, it's just gone, it disappears. So our bucket lists are all the things that we want to achieve before we kick the bucket, before we die. Mortgage. A mortgage is a loan that you get from the bank for real estate or property, like a house. And the house is actually used as collateral, which means that if you don't pay your loan, the bank can take your house and sell it for money. So what happens is the borrower enters into an agreement with the lender, which is usually the bank, and then they get cash from the bank to make a big payment on the house or to pay for the house. And then they have to pay back that loan each month, little by little. They also have to pay interest, which is a percentage of the loan that they got, and that interest goes straight to the lender or to the bank. If they can't pay the loan, they default on it. That's the verb that we use. They default on the loan when you can't pay it and when you stop paying for it. When this happens, the house goes into something called foreclosure, where it's taken by the bank and sold, because again, I mentioned that the house is used as collateral, and collateral is anything that you pledge as basically a security for the payment of a loan. So that is what's going to be taken when you default on your loan, and your house will go into foreclosure and be sold so the bank can get that money back. So that's a lot of vocabulary words when I really just meant to explain mortgage, but I felt like it was necessary to explain maybe these less common words that are equally as important as a mortgage. The next phrase is closing costs. So closing costs are the costs that you have to pay for various services when you finish buying a house, and these are one-time fees, and I mentioned what they were in the podcast. Escrow or escrow fees. So escrow is a third-party organization that is in charge of taking care of the financial transactions between you and the homeowner when you're buying a house. So what they do is they hold the money that you pay for the house until all of the terms have been met by both parties. So essentially, the homeowner knows that you have paid for the house, but they haven't received the money. Instead, it's gone into escrow or it's gone to a third party who is holding that money and won't give the homeowner that money until everything has been completed. And escrow usually deals with large sums of money and they are paid for their services. So there are fees associated with using this service. A realtor. A realtor is a person who helps you buy a house for a fee. Comparable. This means that you can compare two things. It means that they are similar. Pristine. clean and fresh as if it's new and it's spotless. So I mentioned that if you live in a pristine neighborhood, the homeowners association probably cleans it up and pays for it to be kept clean. And who pays the homeowners association? Well, anyone in the neighborhood does. To tack on, or to tack on extra fees. To tack on means to add on. So if I say they tacked on extra fees, that means they added them on at the end. And the last phrase is in the red. This means that you're spending more money than you have, and that leaves you in the red. If you can imagine a negative balance, it would often appear red. So it's basically saying that you don't have enough funds to cover what you've already purchased. Okay, so that's all the vocabulary I mentioned on the audio on today's podcast, but don't forget to check out the written version with even more vocabulary words on wonderinenglish.com. You can even slow the podcast down there and listen to it very carefully for all those new idioms and vocabulary words. Thank you guys so much for staying tuned, and I hope that you guys subscribe so you can receive a new podcast lesson every single Thursday. Have a great week. Bye.